بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had discussed the reason behind the enmity and the resentment that the Yahud had for the people of Iman, for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And this was purely due to envy and jealousy over the people of Iman, that they had the courage to accept the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to accept the Quran. Whereas these Yahud, they lacked the courage, they were unable to accept. For this reason, they began to oppose, they began to resent the people of Iman. And here we understand that when this is the cause for a person's enmity, for a person's resentment, when the cause is jealousy, when the cause is envy, then the person will stoop to any level in order to discredit his opponent, in order to harm his opponent. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this sly and cunning nature of the Yahud, and how they would use any means and any way possible to try and harm the people of Iman, to this extent that they would even misrepresent themselves. They would pretend to be people of Iman just to get closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to learn the inner workings of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So Allah says, وَإِذَا جَاءُوكُمْ قَالُوا آمَنَّا. When they come to you, then they say, Amanna, we have brought Iman, we believe in the beliefs that you are propagating and preaching. وَقَدْ دَخَلُوا بِالْكُفْرِ وَهُمْ قَدْ خَرَجُوا بِهِ. But the reality is, they have entered with disbelief and they have left with disbelief. In other words, the condition is the same. They came with no Iman, they leave with no Iman. This is just a misrepresentation. They are trying to get closer to you. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْتُمُونَ. And Allah knows best regarding that which they conceal. In other words, they may be able to pull the wool over your eyes, but they cannot fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows what is within their hearts. وَتَرَى كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَأَكْلِهِمُ السُّحْتِ. And you see many of them hastening towards sinful actions, acts of transgression, and consuming that which is unlawful. So this is their nature, that they constantly breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they doing sinful acts, and they continue to consume that which is unlawful. We had discussed before with regard to bribery, etc. لَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah says, how evil, how terrible are their actions, that they continuously break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter Allah poses the question, that لَوْلَا يَنْهَاهُمُ الرَّبَّانِيُّونَ وَالْأَحْبَارُ عَنْ قَوْلِهِمُ الْإِثْمَ وَأَكْلِهِمُ السُّحْتِ. That this was the practice of the common Yahud, they would break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would not follow what was found within their scriptures. But why did the people of knowledge, the people who knew, who were scholars from amongst them, لَوْلَا يَنْهَاهُمْ, why did the rabbis and the scholars not prohibit them, not prevent them from speaking that which was sinful, from consuming that which was unlawful? In other words, if the general masses were going astray, it was the duty of the scholars, of the pious people, of those who had knowledge, to rectify whatever was going wrong in society, to prohibit them, to warn them. لَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَسْنَعُونَ. Allah then says, how evil, how terrible are the actions of these scholars. In other words, despite being entrusted with the knowledge of the Torah, despite being entrusted with the knowledge of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and being made the leaders of society, they did not fulfill their duty. Their duty was that when the people were going astray, then they had to speak out about this, they had to correct them, rectify their errors. But because they preferred taking bribes, they preferred getting some meager sum of this world, they chose to abandon their duty and the responsibility that they had to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find in this verse, Mufassirin explain that for a society to prosper, any deen, and especially the deen of Islam, the shariat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, two things are required. One is that the people themselves are receptive to correction, that they understand that at times we may err, we may go astray, and we need those above us, those who have knowledge, those who have been entrusted with the knowledge of the Quran, to rectify and to correct us. And the second is that those who have been entrusted with this knowledge, the ulama, those who have studied, those who understand Quran and Hadith, that they take it upon themselves as a responsibility to issue correction, to see the ills of society where people are going astray, people are breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they take this upon themselves to correct the people, to prohibit them from wrong. When these two factors come together, that people are receptive to correction, and those who are in the know, those who have knowledge, they also issue these correction, then will that society prosper, flourish, and be successful. Allah give us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.